Please be seated.
Before
we begin our lessons, we are going to pray and ask the Lord to guide us.
Let's
kneel down to pray.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. All in Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, I speak.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名,
we shall continue with our study on the book of 1 Corinthians.
我们要继续我们对哥林多前书的查考。
The church at Corinth is a divisive church.
哥林多的教会是一个分党的教会。
We know that there are many problems in the church.
我们知道教会中有许多的问题。
So Paul wrote to the church to correct the problems in the church.
所以保罗写信给教会要更正他们的问题。
So we can see the approaches adopted by Paul.
我们也可以看见保罗所用的方法。
Like I said before, he was dragged into the problem.
那之前他被卷入了这些问题。
Because some people say that it belongs to Paul.
有些人说他是属于保罗的。
So their confessions of belonging to someone causes a lot of problem to the church.
那因为有这些纷争结党，然后带来教会许多的问题。
So when we read from chapter 1 to chapter 2,
所以我们从第一章读到第二章,
basically Paul tried to reintroduce Christ to them in their life and in the church community.
那保罗重新的介绍基督耶稣到他们的生活跟教会团体中。
When there is division in the church,
那当教会有纷争结党时,
it means that the church has lost their perspective towards God.
那也代表他们失去了神的荣耀。
That's why the teachings of Christ and Christ himself must be reintroduced to the church.
这也是为什么基督的教训跟基督的道需要重新介绍给教会。
If the church is filled with the Spirit, if the Spirit of God presence is present in the church, then why is it that there's still division? So when we come to chapter 2,
当我们读到第二章时,
here Paul begins to explain the reasons.
那保罗开始讲解这些原因。
We read verse 14 again.
我们读第14节。
But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God.
然而属血气的人不会领受神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙。
So a fleshly person does not receive the things of God.
所以属血气的人不会领神圣灵的事。
Even though he has known God for many years,
虽然或许他已知认知神许久。
His spiritual mind is shut.
他的属灵的眼界被关起来了。
So he is not given any capacity to receive the things of God. So we find that when a person's mind is shut,
所以我们发现当一个人的眼睛或是心灵被关闭,
even though the many messages are preached to him,
有许多的教训教导给他,
we find that he is not able to accept.
我们可以发现他是无法接受的。
So when we gather together in the church,
所以当我们聚集在教会时,
I always feel that we need to look inwardly.
我常相信我们要检讨自己。
If we want to interact with one another well in the church,
那我们如果想在教会与大家互动是美好的,
do not be too quick to point our fingers at others.
那我们不要太快的来指出别人的错。
We must learn to search into ourselves first.
但却要看看我们自己。
When there is a transformation from within,
那当我们内心中有改变,
then we see that the power from within will enable us to interact with others well.
我们可以发现我们心中的那股能力就会帮助我们来与对方互动。
So this is what Paul is trying to teach the church as well.
那这也是保罗所要教导教会的。
Obviously, there are many reasons that cause the division in the church at Corinth.
那其实有许多原因来导致他们教会的纷争结党。
We may say that because the church here is quite mixed.
那我们可以说他们教会是有许多不同的人。
The believers came from different walks of life, different backgrounds, and with different upbringings.
那他们的信徒有不同的家庭背景，也从不同的地方而来。
So obviously, when they gather together as one unit in the church,
所以当然他们在教会集合成为一的时候,
they face with many challenges.
然后他们就面对许多的困难。
They must learn to accept one another.
然后他们需要学习来接纳对方。
Some people also say that because they bring in some culture into the church.
那也有人说是因为他们从把外面的风俗带进教会。
Like for example, if I'm a Chinese,
那比如说我是中国人,
obviously I will, bring in my culture.
那当然,
to the church when I interact with one another.
那当然在我在教会互动的时候, 我会将我的习俗带进,
I may not do it purposely.
那或许我不是故意的,
but because I have been in that culture for so long.
那但是因为我已经生长在这个, 时俗, 传统中活了很久,
obviously, when I come into this community,
所以当我进到这个环境之中,
I will bring in my way of thinking as well.
我会将我自己的想法带入,
but we know that in Christ Jesus,
但我们知道在基督耶稣里,
we should put all cultures aside.
我们需要把我们的, 思想跟, 思想放在一旁,
because in Christ Jesus, everything is new.
因为在主里一切都是新的,
in fact, within the community of faith, we need to create a culture of our own which is in line with the teaching of the scriptures.
那其实在这个属灵的团体里, 我们要来创造自己的, 我们的,
a culture of our own.
我们自己的习俗,
我们自己的文化了,
我们自己的文化, 一个属灵的文化,
I think this is quite important.
那我相信这非常的重要,
because this can also cause division in the church.
因为这也能造致, 导成教会的纷争, 结党,
if we do not do anything about it,
那我们如果, 不做任何事,
and then we see that the crack within the church will grow bigger.
那我们就会看到教会中的这个, 洞会越来越大,
so when you read the other epistle in, written by Paul,
那当我们读保罗其他的书信时,
he actually addressed this issue.
那他也有谈到这个问题,
we can look at Colossians.
我们翻开哥罗西书,
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章,
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章,
we read verse 11.
第十一节,
Colossians chapter 3 verse 11.
哥罗西书三章十一节,
where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
十一节在此并不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、外化人、希古提人、为奴、自主的、唯有基督是包括一切、又住在个人之内。
Here Paul mentioned different categories of people.
这里保罗提到不同种族的人。
First he mentioned Greek and Jews.
希腊人与犹太人,
in Christ Jesus, there must be no national distinction.
然后在基督里是没有种族的分隔,
whether you are a Jew or you are a Greek.
那无论你是希腊人或是犹太人,
we need to recognize that in Christ Jesus, we are the same.
我们要认识说在主基督里我们都是一样的,
we should not allow our national differences to cause a distinction amongst us.
那我们不能因我们种族的不同而导致了纷争结党。
Here it also mentions circumcised and uncircumcised.
这节也提到受割礼与未受割礼的。
I think here he talks about religious distinction.
那我相信他这里也代表说, 宗教的不同。
So in Christ Jesus, we must not allow our previous belief to affect our unity in Christ.
所以在基督里我们不能让我们先前的信仰来, 影响教会的团体的议题。
If you are a Jew,
那如果你是犹太人,
and if you choose to circumcise,
那如果你选择要受割礼,
then you should do it in such a way that you must not emphasize it to be the only way for salvation.
那你自己情愿做, 就不要强调说这是唯一得救的方法。
Because in the book of 1 Corinthians,
因为在哥林多前书,
Paul says circumcision is nothing.
那保罗说割礼不算什么,
uncircumcision is nothing.
那不受割礼也不算什么,
what matters is the keeping of the commandments of God.
那最重要就是要遵守神的道理。
So we must not allow a previous religious distinction to cause a division in the church.
所以我们不能让我们先前的信仰来影响教会的分裂。
Here Paul also talks about barbarian and Scythians.
那这里保罗也讲到外化人与希古提人。
Probably he was talking about people from different cultures.
或许他在提到是从不同文化来的人。
Cultural distinction, again, should not cause something to split. Should not be a reason to split the church.
那同样的文化的不同不该成于教会分党的原因。
We must learn to live together as one.
那我们要学习如何在教会, 一起活。
I think I'm quite different from all of you.
那我相信我本身与大家也蛮不同的。
Because my background is different.
因为我的背景不同。
My upbringing is different.
那我成长的过程也不同。
I came from a very different country.
那我是从一个非常不同的国家而来。
I came from Malaysia.
我从马来西亚来的。
I studied in Singapore.
那我在新加坡读书。
And I spent past 20 years in the UK.
那我过去二十年，我是住在英国。
So probably my way of life is different from yours.
所以或许我生活习惯与大家不同。
Now when I come to the church here,
但当我到教会来时
，What should I do?
那我该如何呢
？I need to adapt myself quickly.
那我需要马上能够来适应。
I must learn, the way that you do things, says in the church.
那我需要来适应教会。的生活方式。
I must learn from you as well.
那我也要与大家从大家学习。
So that I can live in harmony with all of you.
那所以我可以与大家活在和睦当中。
This is what Paul has told the members at Colossia.
那这就是保罗教导哥罗西教会的信徒。
The last set of people given here is slave and free.
那最后一组人就是为奴的与自主的。
Here we can say he talks about social distinction.
那这里我们可以讲说他是在讲社会不同层次的分别。
In the ancient time, we know that there were free people and there were also slaves.
那在古代，我们知道有为奴的与自主的。
The slaves were employed and they belongs to their owners.
那奴仆他们是属于他们主人的。
Obviously, their life is quite difficult.
那他们的生活是非常艰难的。
But when these people, if they were baptized into Christ,
但这一种人若受洗归于主
they are no different from those who are free.
那他们与自由的人没有任何的不同。
They are the same.
他们是同样的。
Why? Because in Christ Jesus, there is no distinction.
为什么呢？因为在主耶稣基督里是没有分隔。
That's why here Paul says to the church.
那也是为什么保罗在这告诉教会。
Christ is all and in all.
那唯有基督是包括一切。
So because after baptism we come into Christ.
因为在信主以后，受洗以后，我们进入归于基督。
The only distinction that we need to make is the distinction between us and the world.
那唯一要做分别的不同，就是我们与这个世界的不同。
Among us there must be no distinction.
但在我们之中不能有任何的纷争。
I believe all the differences in the church after baptism are resolvable, can be resolved by the power of God.
那我相信教会一切的不同，借着受洗，借着神的大能，就能一切都能解决。
But we need to do our part as well.
但我们自己也要尽我们个人的本分。
We read chapter 8.
那我们读第八章。
Chapter 3, sorry. Colossians chapter 3.
对不起，哥罗西书第三章第八节。
We read, it's verse 10.
第十节。
We read verse 10 first.
第十节。
And I put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
Here it talks about the renewal in knowledge.
那这里讲到在知识上的更新。
So when we stay together as a church,
所以当我们教会团体在一起生活时
there must be a constant renewal not only in our mind but in knowledge as well.
那所以需要一个有时常的更新，不止在知识上。
This knowledge comes from God.
那这知识是从神而来的。
So when our mind is renewed in knowledge,
所以当我们的知识更新了
we are given the ability to perceive and to know how we should interact and to live together as one.
我们就会有这个能力来分辨要如何与大家一同生活。
We may say we have been trying very hard to do that.
或许我们会说我们已经尽力了。
We pray about it.
我们已经为此祷告过了。
In fact, we have been praying about it all along.
那其实我们一直以来都有为这件事代祷。
It seems that our mind is not exactly renewed.
但看起来我们的想法却没有更新。
Now, why is it so?
所以这是什么意思呢？
I think before this renewal can be done.
那我相信在这更新发生之前。
According to Colossians chapter 3.
根据哥罗西书第三章,
there are some drastic measures that we must take.
有一些需要做的步骤,
something that we must first do unto ourselves.
有一些我们自己要先做的事情,
that's why Paul says to the believers,
这也是为什么保罗跟信徒讲,
put to death your members which are on the earth. Verse 5.
你要致死在地上的肢体,
like fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry.
淫乱污秽邪情恶欲与贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
We know that all these members, all this filthiness actually causes to drift away from God.
我们知道这一切的污秽会使我们远离神。
When a person is drifting further away from God,
当一个人越来越远离神时,
obviously his mind is also far away from God.
那清楚他的心灵已经远离了神,
surely he cannot be renewed.
那他一定是无法更新,
if he cannot be renewed,
那他如果无法更新,
then how can he live together as one, together with others in the community of faith?
那他如何在这个信心的团体里面与大家一起共同生活呢?
That's why we find that spiritual cultivation is so essential.
所以我们也发现说我们的灵修是如此的重要。
We need to put to death what is evil within.
我们需要致死我们地上的肢体。
This is not a one-off battle.
那这不是一个唯一的战争。
This is a lifelong battle.
这是我们一生所要打的战争。
Today I may be good.
或许今天我很好,
but what about tomorrow?
那明天呢?
There's no guarantee.
明天是没有把握的。
So we have to do it on a daily basis.
所以我们是每一天都要来更新。
In verse 8, he also says,
那第十,
chapter 3, verse 8,
Colossians, 第三章第八节也说到,
but now you must also put off all this anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth.
但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
Verse 9.
第九节.
Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds.
不要彼此说谎，因你们已脱去旧人和旧人的行为了。
Here it talks about our words, our lips.
这里说到我们的言语跟
obviously, to interact with one another, we need to talk to one another.
那要与大家互相互动，我们需要与对方说话。
In the process of doing that, we must be careful with our words.
但在说话中，我们需要谨慎自己的言语。
So that we will not simply offend others.
所以我们不会亲自的来触犯到对方。
So when we do that,
所以当我们在讲话时,
then if we put off what is no good,
那我们如果致死这些一切污秽的事,
then we begin to realize that our mind is actually being renewed by God.
那我们可以开始发现我们的心灵已被神慢慢的更新了。
So then what we look for is for the benefit of the church.
所以我们所要追求的就是教会，为教会有益处的事。
Whatever I do today,
我今天所做的一切事,
whatever I said today,
我所说的一切话,
because my mind is renewed,
因为我的心已经更新了,
so I realize that everything that I do is for the good of the church.
所以我发现说我所做的一切都是为了造就教会。
And in this way, we find that the church can live in peace.
那这样子的话, 我们发现教会可以和睦地相处。
I think this is quite important for us to remember.
对我们今天非常的重要。
That's why Paul continued to say to the members at Colossia.
那这是为什么保罗继续跟这些信徒说?
We read verse 15. Colossians 3:15. Colossians chapter 3 verse 15.
哥罗西书三章十五节.
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
Here he taught the church.
那这里他教导哥罗西教会,
that the members' hearts must be ruled by the peace of God.
那他们的心要存了耶稣基督的平安。
I think this is very essential.
那我相信这对我们也非常的重要。
Even in our ministry work for God,
就是在我们服侍神的工作上,
God's peace must rule in our heart.
神的平安将坐在我们心坐主。
So that we know how to deal with every situation that comes our way.
所以无论我们生活中遇到什么事, 我们都知道如何来解决。
And here Paul also says,
这里保罗也提到,
and now you are called into one body.
那现在你们也为此蒙召归为一体。
Be thankful for it.
所以要感谢。
Today we have been called into this one body of Christ.
那今天我们已经被蒙召归为这一体。
If we can truly give thanks to God because of that,
那我们如果能真正为此而感谢神,
then we can say that we truly treat this church here as our own family.
那我们也可以说我们真的对待这个教会为我们自己的。
We know that we have our own family units.
为我们自己的家庭,
obviously, there are problems in every family.
那当然每个家都有自己的问题。
If there are problems, what would we do?
那如果有问题时, 我们会怎么做呢?
I don't think any one of us would want to divide our own family.
那我也不想, 我也不相信我们任何一个人愿意分, 将我们的家庭分裂。
I think we'll do whatever we can to mend the broken relationship. To bring the family together.
那我也相信我们会试我们全部的方法来和解，还有和解我们家庭的问题。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because that's our family.
因为那是我们的家庭。
Our wife is there. Our husband is there.
我们的妻子或者先生在那里。
Our children are there.
我们的儿女也在那里。
Or maybe our parents are there.
或许我们的父母在那里。
So we want our family to be one.
所以我们希望我们的家庭是合一的。
Today, if we have this spiritual perception,
那今天我们如果有这个属灵的想法,
to see that the church is truly our family,
能看到说这个属灵的家庭真的是我们的家庭,
then we see that we'll do whatever we can to make sure that the church is in peace.
那我们会尽我们一切的力来确定教会是和睦的。
Sometimes we
所以他不止教导百姓,
at the same time, he also listened to the voice of God.
那同时他也聆听神的道,
because we want our fellowship, our service together to be effective.
因为我们希望我们这个团契在一起是一个有功效的团契。
If you look at the church at Corinth,
那如果我们看到哥林多教会,
Paul said to them in chapter 11,
保罗在第11章跟他们讲,
you come together not as a church.
你们聚集在一起不是聚集, 如一个教会,
my version says not as a church.
那不是像一个教会,
because when we gather together,
当我们聚集在一起时,
we form the church.
我们就是, 成立这个教会,
but Paul says to them,
但保罗却跟他们讲,
look, when you gather together,
看你们聚集在一起的时候,
you do not come together as a church.
你们不是一体的,
so we can see division.
所以我们可以看见, 纷争,
so when we have this sharing or Bible study session,
所以当我们在查经聚会当中,
humility is important.
谦卑非常的重要。
We must not think that only we know the Bible.
我们不要想说自认为我们知道的最多。
We must not think that we are far more superior to others.
我们不要自认为我们个人比别人强。
No one can be compared to us.
没有人可以与我们比较。
If we come with this attitude,
那如果我们是带这种心态来的话,
we can learn nothing.
我们学不到任何一件事。
In fact, this kind of gathering can only bring about the destruction of our soul.
那其实这样的团聚, 这种的聚集, 只会带来我们灵魂的败坏。
Because we know that we gather together, we want to build up.
因为我们知道聚集在一起, 我们是要来建立对方。
We are not here to divide.
我们不是在这里来分党。
Only a humble person can build up.
那唯一有谦卑的人才能来建立。
So we turn back to Romans chapter 14.
所以我们翻回罗马书第14章。
Romans chapter 14.
罗马书第14章。
Here Paul advised the church,
这里保罗建议教会,
that they should not judge too quickly.
那他们不要太快来论断。
You know, sometimes we pass very sweeping judgment, very quick judgment.
我们知道时常我们有时候会非常快的来论断一件事或人。
Why is he eating that kind of thing?
那我们可能会说他为什么在吃这种食物呢?
You know, stuff like that can cause a lot of pain in the community of faith.
这种小小的事就能造成一个团体中, 的悲伤。
So if we want the church to be peaceful,
所以我们如果希望教会内有和睦跟平安,
when we see that something is being done which is different from our usual understanding or our cultural practices,
那当我们看到一件事与我们通常的习惯跟文化不同时,
Then we must not pass judgment too quickly.
那我们不要太快的来论断。
Why? Because we are in Christ Jesus.
因为我们是在基督耶稣里。
We learn to live together as one.
那我们要学习与彼此一起生活。
Each time when I go to a new place,
那每一次当我到达一个新的地方,
I need to adjust myself.
我也需要来适应自己。
I try to learn from them as well, learn their culture or whatever.
那我也来试着学习当地的文化,
even though I fail most of the time,
那虽然我通常都是失败的,
I still try very hard.
但我还是试尽我的力,
at least I have to do my best.
那至少我知道我要尽我的力,
I think that is quite important as well.
那我相信这非常的重要,
when there is unity in the church,
当教会是同心合意时,
when everyone can accept one another,
当每个人能接纳对方时,
then we find that the power to draw people to come to the church is very much easy.
那我们发现这个教会就会成为一个吸引人的教会。
Sometimes we talk about different methods of bringing people in.
那时常我们常常提到不同带领人来教会的方法。
I think the intention is very good.
那我相信我们的动机是对的。
This is commendable, very good.
那这也是一个能称赞的地方。
But we must not forget.
但我们不要忘记。
The power to draw people into the church.
这个能吸引人到教会的能力。
Comes from Christ.
是从神而来的。
When the church is united.
那当教会核心同心合意时。
There is power to draw people in.
那这教会就会有这个能力来吸引人。
I've been to some churches.
那我曾经到过一些教会。
When the church is very united.
那当这个教会非常同心时。
During some Sabbath services.
那在一些安息日聚会当中,
you see the truth seekers, they start coming in by themselves.
我们看到许多的慕道者会自己慢慢的进入。
When there is no unity in the church.
但当教会缺少核心时,
even members leave the church.
那连自己的信徒都会离开教会。
It is God who draw people to himself.
所以其实是神来吸引人到他面前。
That's why Paul said to the church at Rome.
这也是为什么保罗与罗马的教会这样说,
that they must accept one another.
那么他们必须要接纳对方。
We read verse 7, chapter 14, verse 7.
读罗马书14章第7节。
Chapter 14, verse 7.
14章第7节。
For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself.
我们没有一个人为自己活,
for if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
我们若活着是为主而活, 若死了是为主而死, 所以我们或活或死, 总是主的人。
This is a totally different mindset.
这也是一个完全不同的想法。
We only focus on the Lord.
我们只专注于主耶稣。
We want to live for the Lord.
我们想为主而活。
If we want to live for the Lord,
如果我们想要为主而活,
how do we live for the Lord?
那我们如何是为主而活呢?
Anyone? How do we live for the Lord?
有人知道我们是如何为主而活吗?
Based on chapter 14, how do we live for the Lord?
根据第14章, 我们是如何为神而活。 你要有神的同样的意念。
Okay. I mean, based on chapter 14.
所以根据第14章。
Our usual understanding is that we must go to Africa to preach.
那我们通常的认知是说我们需要去非洲来传福音。
We must stay there for 3 months a year.
那我们需要在一年待在那里3个月。
We must travel to many, many countries.
那我们需要去许多不同的国家。
In order to live for God.
那这样才算是为主而活。
Is that true?
这是真的吗?
But what about those who do not go to Africa?
那些没有去过非洲的信徒呢?
Do they live for God?
那他们是为神而活的吗?
What do you think?
你们觉得呢?
Do you live for God?
那你们有为神而活吗?
Yes. Okay.
对的。
How? Based on chapter 14, how?
根据14章,你们是如何为神而活?
New man, okay. I mean, based on 14, chapter 14.
根据第14章,
verse 6. You want to explain it a bit more? Okay, we do all things for God, yeah?
我们是为神来做一切事。
Right. Now, if you read 14, yeah, again, based on this chapter,
第十四章,
to live for God means we must accept one another.
为神而活就是代表我们要接纳彼此,
receive one who is weak in the faith.
那我们要接纳在主里是软弱的,
if there is one who is weak in the faith in the church,
如果教会中有一位是信心软弱的,
if we are able to accept him,
如果我们能够接纳他,
that is living for God.
那就是为神而活了。
And if we do not dispute over doubtful things,
那我们如果也不辩论所疑惑的事,
if we do not cause any division in the church,
那我们如果不在教会引致任何的纷争结党,
that is living for the Lord.
那就是为主而活。
Actually, living for the Lord has to start from our life.
那其实为主而活, 我们需要从自己的生活开始,
start from where we are.
从我们现在所处的环境开始,
if you belong to this church here in Bowen Park,
如果你是属于伯恩教会的,
then you have to start from here.
那你就要从这个教会开始,
start from your own local church.
从你我们自己所属的教会开始,
do whatever you can to help the church grow.
你要尽心尽力来帮助教会的成长,
bring peace to the church.
然后带给教会和睦,
this is living for God.
那这也就是为神而活了。
We turn to 2 Corinthians.
那我们翻开哥林多后书,
Chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章,
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章,
We read verse 14.
第十四节,
for the love of Christ constrains us, because we judged us that if one died for all, then all died. Verse 15.
十五节,
and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
十四节, 原来基督的爱激励我们, 因我们想一人既替, 众人死, 众人都死了, 十五, 并且他替众人死, 是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活, 乃是替, 乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Here is like an experience talk of Paul.
那这也是保罗他体验的分享。
Here it says the love of God constrained them.
那这里说原来基督的爱激励我们。
Therefore they should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died.
所以他们不再是为自己而活, 而是替他们而死的主而活。
They taught the church at Corinth.
那他教导哥林多教会,
they must live for the Lord.
那他们必须要为神而活。
For them to do that,
那他们能够这样子做,
the first thing they need to do,
第一个所要做的事就是,
is in verse 16.
就是在第16节,
therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh.
所以从我们从今以后不凭着外貌,
so the way we treat others, the way we look at others is important.
所以我们对待看待对方是非常重要。
It tells us a lot whether we are spiritual or not.
那这可以来反映我们是否是属灵还是不是。
If we truly live for God,
如果我们是真的为主而活,
then we should no longer regard others in the flesh.
那我们不能凭着外貌或肉体来看待对方。
What is past is past.
那过去的就是过去了。
We always say, let bygone be bygone.
那我们也常说让过去的就让它过去吧。
In Christ Jesus, everything is new.
那在主耶稣基督里一切都是新的。
This is our aim.
那这也是我们的目标。
This is how we should live for Christ.
那这也是我们要如何为主而活。
If we can forget about the past,
如果我们能忘记过去,
forget about the misunderstanding,
忘记过去一切的误会,
and come together as one,
那能到耶稣里成为合一,
that is living for God.
那就是为主而活了。
So may God help us.
所以愿神帮助我们。
Let's say a silent prayer.
我们起低头默祷。
Amen. Now we are going to have our concluding prayer.
那我们要做我们结束的祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.
请起祷告。